Can you go ahead and say something?
Yes, testing 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay. You can go ahead and start whenever you're ready.
I am William, I am Archbishop William Lowry, Archbishop of Baltimore. This is a reading from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians. I then, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to live in a manner worthy of the call you have received, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another through love, striving to preserve the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. One body and one Spirit, as you were called to one hope of your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all, through all, and in all. I am Archbishop William Lowry, Archbishop of Baltimore, and this is a reading from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians. And he gave some as apostles, others as prophets, others as evangelists, others as pastors and teachers, to equip the holy ones for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of faith and knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the full extent of the full... To mature manhood, to the extent of the full stature of Christ, so that we may no longer be infants, tossed by waves and swept along by every wind of teaching arising from human trickery, from their cunning in the interest of deceitful scheming. Rather, living the truth in love, we should grow in every way into Him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, with the proper functioning of each part, brings about the body's growth and builds itself up in love. I am Archbishop William Lowry, Archbishop of Baltimore, and this is a reading from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians. So I declare and testify in the Lord that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their minds, darkened in understanding, alienated from the life of God because of their ignorance, because of the hardness of heart. So I declare and testify in the Lord that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their minds, darkened in understanding, alienated from the life of God because of their ignorance, because of their hardness of heart. They have become callous and have handed themselves over to licentiousness for the practice of every kind of impurity to excess. That is not how you learned Christ, assuming that you have heard of him and were taught in him, as truth is in Jesus, that you should put away the old self of your former way of life, corrupted through deceitful desires, and be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and put on the new self created in God's way of righteousness and holiness of truth. Therefore, putting away falsehood, speak the truth, each one to his neighbor, for we are members of one another. I am Archbishop William Lowry, Archbishop of Baltimore, and this is a reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. The cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a participation in the body of Christ? The cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a participation in the blood of Christ? The bread that we break, is it not a participation in the body of Christ? Because the loaf of bread is one, we, though many, are one body, for we all partake of the one loaf. I am Archbishop William Lowry, Archbishop of Baltimore. We are one body, WAOB FM 106.7, Beaver Falls. One body in Christ, in truth, and in prayer. I am Archbishop William Laurie, Archbishop of Baltimore. We are one body, WAOB 860 AM, Millvale. One body in Christ, in truth, and in prayer. I am Archbishop William Laurie, Archbishop of Baltimore. We are one body, WPGR, 1510 AM, Monroeville. One body in Christ, in truth, and in prayer. I am Archbishop William Laurie, Archbishop of Baltimore. We are one body, WVTO, 92.7 FM, Baltimore. One body in Christ, in truth and in prayer. I am Archbishop William Laurie, Archbishop of Baltimore. We are one body, WAOB FM 106.7 Beaver Falls, WAOB 860 AM Millvale, WPGR 1510 AM Monroeville. One body in Christ, in truth and in prayer. Let's see what we got.
We are at quarter till.
Huh?
We're at quarter till.
Yeah, now we can. Just this?
We can just finish with that. It's great.
We are one body, WAOBFM 106.7 Beaver Falls. We are one body, WAOB 860 AM Millvale. We are one body, WPGR 1510 AM, Monroeville. We are one body, WVTO 92.7 FM, Baltimore. We are one body, WAOB FM 106.7 Beaver Falls, WAOB 860 AM, Millvale, WPGR 1510 AM, Monroeville. Hello, my name is Archbishop William Laurie of the Archdiocese of Baltimore, and I welcome you to this radio program, The Heralds of Faith. In the book of the prophet Isaiah, we hear God calling us to proclaim the good news. Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings. Lift it up, fear not. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. How do we carry out this call of God to proclaim the good news? The Second Vatican Council teaches us in Agentes, the decree on the mission activity of the Church, that the good news must be proclaimed by witness and by word. Furthermore, the Council notes that the proclamation of the word is a primary responsibility of bishops. And I quote, by the life witness of each one of the faithful and of the whole community, let the particular church be a sign which points to Christ. By the life witness of each one of the faithful and of the whole community, let the particular church be a sign which points out Christ to others. Furthermore, there is need of the ministry of the word so that the gospel may reach all. The bishop should be the first and foremost. The bishop should be first and foremost a herald of faith who leads new disciples to Christ. Let us now listen to this radio program, which features Catholic bishops carrying out their noble task of being heralds of faith.